Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I'm Brandy, your host, and thank you so much for listening. It's 2019, and all I have to say is thank you for listening. Thank you for being loyal listeners, because I can't stay sober alone, and I'm just super grateful for the opportunity to share what life is like in sobriety, what life is like every single day, and to take time to interview some other people who are also living this life. Whether it starts off as an experiment and ends up being a lifestyle, or maybe it's a lifestyle and you're continuing it every single day, I'm just super grateful for the opportunity to be sober today. It's made in part by the Sober as Shit Recovery Group, who also sponsors this podcast. And every single day we get to share our lives, share our journeys, and connect online through Facebook Secret Group. And without them, I can honestly say I would not be sober today. So thank you guys for listening and hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to get sober, how to stay sober, and through all of that, what to do about that sugar fiend that may be nagging you, or that new addiction of food, or, you know, those co-addictions that we often pick up once we stop drinking or using drugs. If you're like me, I stopped drinking and I found this amazing love for sugar. Now I'm talking like teaspoons of sugar every single day. It was just like drinking, except for now it was sugar. So I had literally replaced those 30 plus beers with spoonfuls of sugar or honey or coffee drinks filled with sugars, desserts, etc. It was bad. And when I wasn't doing that, then I was spending money on things that I didn't really need, just because it filled that hole that alcohol had filled for so long, and I didn't know how to live with it. I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't have any tools to use to get through those things. So to start, sugar. I have no regrets whatsoever about my sugar choice, because at that point it was a choice. I knew that a few days of sobriety off of alcohol, I knew that there was a huge chance that if I started eating sugar, it would spiral out of control. And it did. And I accepted it. It was something that I knew I would have to tackle later on, but it's something that I needed to use in order to stay sober, because it was just a tool that I needed at that time. So as I was eating the sugar and not drinking and trying to gain some days, then I realized, oh, well, I like buying things. That little click of the mouse, ordering stuff, it releases those like endorphins or dopamine or whatever you want to call it. And it was pretty amazing. And so then I start ordering stuff that I don't wear, I don't use, I don't need, but it made me feel. So now here I am eating sugar and spending money, going into debt, getting larger, becoming so unhappy with myself. So on one hand, I was super happy that I wasn't drinking, but I was feeling not comfortable with myself, not comfortable in my own skin, and I was adding up so much debt that I didn't know how to get out of it. It was this huge new problem that I was actually present to occur in, to cause, which was scarier almost than the alcohol, because with the alcohol, I was a blackout drinker, so I didn't really have the memories of it, but now I did, and I didn't know how to live with it. And, you know, I often feel like we don't always address the fact that we get sober, but it doesn't fix everything. It doesn't keep us from launching into these new addictions, and maybe they're not addictions, maybe they're just maybes. Maybe you're starting to go over that gap of eating too much or eating too much sugar or spending too much money. And how do we stop that from happening? Because I didn't know how. I needed it, or I thought I needed it. So around 6 months, I really launched into online recovery, and I was doing webinars, and I still do webinars. I was posting every single day, and I try to still do that because these things worked for me, and they still work for me because I'm a mom. And any parent who listens knows that as a parent, we don't always have the ability to go to a meeting. Our kids get sick. Our family needs us. And the best part about being sober is I get to be there for my family no matter what. So sometimes I have to find a different way to stay in my recovery while being there for my family. And that's where online recovery continues to be useful and extremely helpful for me to get out those feelings. So as I started posting more, I realized that I kind of got that same thing. When I'm addressing my feelings, when I'm sharing them, when I'm being open and honest about what I'm going through, whether it's marriage issues or dealing with children or trying to figure out how to live this life without alcohol or drugs, then it got a little bit easier and I wasn't clicking the mouse so much to buy things, and I started contemplating giving up sugar. Though honestly, I was told that I shouldn't give up sugar for the first year because I was that addicted to it. It was and is what I would consider kind of an addiction. So I was able to stop the spending. Unfortunately, I had accumulated so much debt that I was unable to address that. So I put it on the back burner for probably about 2 years until like November of this past year when I finally got debt free, which is amazing. The sugar thing, 9 months was my turning point. That's when I had grown so tired. I was desperate. I was willing. I had the motivation. So I decided to attempt keto. Now, I'm not into fad diets. I do my research. Basically, what I wanted at that time was to get off of sugar, and it seemed like the easiest way to do it. I didn't actually do keto. What I did was I stopped eating cake every single day, multiple times throughout the day. I stopped eating those spoonfuls of sugar. I weaned myself off of the processed sugar, and I found new ways to enjoy coffee, and I found new ways to enjoy sweet things such as dark chocolate. And it was just this really great learning experience that helped me figure out when I'm enjoying sugar and when I'm overdoing it. And it's worked great. Now, here I am at 3 years and almost 2 months sober. And I am officially doing keto again. This time I am tracking my calories and kind of paying attention to what I'm putting in my body and doing it a healthy way. Because again, I want to try keto now with all the information that I have, because I read, I research, and I don't just Google it. Like, I go further into it and create plans, because I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I can address some of the other things that I need to address, such as eating too many carbs, feeling sluggish, my body's not responding how it should be, and just wanting to have better mental clarity and whatnot, along with a few other things. So I'm excited to do this. So for the next few weeks, I'm hoping to detail my process. Today is day two of being on keto. I eat about 1,200 to 1,400 calories because I am actively working out as well. And I haven't had sugar, so sugar withdrawals. Let's talk about those. Because, you know, I've heard people talk about alcohol withdrawals. I've talked about alcohol withdrawals, and alcohol is brutal. But sugar is horrible. See, I was desperate from alcohol. I could see the physical issues. I could see the relationship issues. I could feel the obsession and the allergy. Like, I got those things with alcohol. But sugar, I don't have that, right? I'm not diabetic yet. I'm not morbidly obese yet. I'm not spending all my money on sugar. But I do sometimes obsess about sugar. So here I am on day two, and like headaches, cravings, like just drooling over sugar. It's sad, it's intense, but you know what? I'm human, right? And I'm not going to be ashamed of it. Yeah, today I've had headaches, I've physically craved sugar, I've mentally craved sugar, I've stared at pictures of chocolate for minutes at a time, just wanting to eat it. But this will pass, right? It's just my body going through detox. It's natural. It's going to pass in a few days, and then it'll gradually get easier. And that's okay, because the cool thing is I don't have sweats from not eating sugar, which is really cool. But I'm kind of angry. Like, I have these wicked mood swings. At one point, I'm like super okay, and then the next, I just want to like scribble really hard on paper because I'm super angry for no freaking reason type things. So if you're debating giving up sugar, or if you are as well off of the sugar and maybe attempting a lifestyle change like me doing keto, congratulations. If you're not, congratulations. Because the coolest part about sobriety is we get to do these journeys however they work for us. And sometimes we switch up our journeys to add excitement or to try something new. And it's a beautiful thing that we get to be present and in that mind space to do that. So thanks for listening and enjoy and have a great one.